Comrade Pitt, Peter Kamal Mukuria, calling in from Red Onion State Prison. This one is titled Misinformation, Lies, and Conspiracy Theories, The Making of Right-Wing Extremists. I'll be there. It'll be wild. Quote, unquote, you'll never take our country back with weakness. You have to be strong, quote, unquote. Fight like hell, quote, unquote. These inflaming rhetorics weren't hyperbolic in nature, but rather designed to incite a mob. These were words tweeted and uttered by President Trump prior to and during the January 6, 2021 rally, a day which will forever be marked by history as the day a sitting president incited his base to storm and seize a U.S. Capitol building. This act, which has been described as a failed coup d'etat, aimed at the heart of the symbolic American democracy, was ironically committed by a political party, or rather a cult, which claims to be the party of quote-unquote law and order. Unprecedented attack of the nation's capital was the first in history which the country's own citizens seized this building. But this wasn't the first time the U.S. Capitol had been seized and under attack. The only other time this building was under attack was in 1814, when the British Army seized this building and set it on fire. The difference this time was that this wasn't a foreign occupying force, but rather the country's own citizens. This failed coup d'etat was more than a matter of security failure, and it's an inauspicious debate to argue on the merits of whether or not security failed when there is ample overwhelming proof that the Capitol Police and the FBI were fully cognizant of potential violence. In fact, the day prior to the January 6, 2021 rally, the FBI warned the Capitol Police of credible acts of violence planned for the January 6 rally. Even during the siege, the National Guards weren't deployed as this right-wing mob roamed the halls of the Rotunda, desecrating the building, looting, assaulting, even murdering one Capitol Police, who died from injuries stemming from being hit in the head with a fire hydrant. Subsequent to their hours-long escapade in the Capitol, the Capitol Police then held the doors open for this mob as they exited the building. No attempts of arrest were made. The events of January 6, 2021 confirmed what most people had predicted, even warned about, the grave dangers of a Trump's presidency. His presidential campaign of 2015 was predicated upon deliberate misinformation, bombardment of lies, and dubbing the media as quote-unquote the enemy of the people. Such tactic is a page out of the old-fashioned fascist playbook. It was employed by tyrants such as Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, etc. This is the go-to move by tyrants in order to radicalize their base and to believe in the most extreme fictitious conspiracy theories as their reality. Unlike prior fascist dictators, what made Trump deliberate misinformation and lies even more perilous was that his ideas and words were echoed and amplified through social media platforms, mainstream conservative news media such as Fox News, and conspiracy theory groups such as QAnon. These outlets made it relatively simple for Trump to not only spew lies to his base about countless of lies such as global warming being a hoax or a stolen election, which, by the way, scientists have debunked these lies on global warming, and numerous courts found no evidence of any fraudulent votes to corroborate his assertion of an election being stolen. These outlets, furthermore, allowed the president to summon, assemble, and order his disillusioned base to seize the U.S. Capitol as their last-ditch hope of somehow overturning a decided and confirmed election. The hypocrisy and double standards. As I was watching the events of January 6, 2021 unfold, I couldn't help but recall how in the not-so-distant past, Colin Kaepernick took a knee during the national anthem in protest of gratuitous police killings of unarmed minorities and racial inequality, and this peaceful protest was deemed disrespectful to the American flag and military. Ironically, these were the same kinds of people, mostly white conservatives and/or Trump supporters, seen assaulting Capitol Police using American flags as weapons. Even most of those who engaged in this failed coup d'etat were active and former members of the military, including off-duty police and even some on-duty Capitol Police, were complicit by moving barriers so that the mob may advance, even taking selfies with them. Another thing I noticed, as did many people, was how this violent mob, which consisted of all whites with the exception of a few minorities, was treated vastly different in comparison to how peaceful Black Lives Matter protesters were treated. As many will recall, in the summer of 2020, the president ordered the National Guards to violently remove Black Lives Matter protesters from Lafayette Square just so he may have a photo op in front of a church. Federal troops were summoned to mostly Democratic states to conduct mass arrests. In most states, the National Guards were deployed days before a peaceful protest even commenced. Yet, a violent mob was allowed to seize the U.S. Capitol, bereft of resistance or arrest. The dichotomy illustrates why the fight for racial equality is a hard hill to climb, yet it's a fight that we must continue despite the obstacle. Reap what you sow. Words matter, and the metallization of constant deliberate misinformation, lies, and conspiracy theories were the ingredients which led to the indelible January 6, 2021 siege of the U.S. Capitol. This wasn't American citizens driven to extremism by some overseas terrorist organization. These were American citizens driven to extremism by a sitting president who turned a political party into a cult. For those who fathom the dangers of Trump's presidency, what occurred didn't come as a surprise. It was a classic case of the chickens have come home to roost. All power to the people. Comrade Pitt.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.